Just as the city of Coquitlam opened Place Millardville Community Center this week, it also heard plans about another recreation center set to welcome residents early next year. Monday, September 26, Heidi Worthington, president and CEO of YMCA of Greater Vancouver, stood before council in committee to announce the Coquitlam Betty Allard YMCA would be hosting a celebration on November 26 to mark the end of construction at Burquitlam Plaza. The 55,000 square featuring hub, expected to be operational by January 2023, will include aquatics, 5-lane lap, leisure and hot pools, change rooms, fitness area and gym, childminding, multi-purpose space, and it will be open 364 days a year, between 12 and 18 hours a day, Worthington said. Located a block east from the Burquitlam SkyTrain station, the facility will bring in about 800,000 visits annually for drop-ins, as well as swimming lessons and fitness programs. The center, Worthington said, is designed for healthy living and creating that feeling of belonging. It will be accessible and won't turn customers away who can't afford to pay. And part of the deal with the city is that Coquitlam residents will have access to 30 hours per week of pool use plus 13 hours per week in the fitness center, at equivalent city rates. Once open, it will be the charity's fifth YMCA rec center in the Lower Mainland, she said. Raul Alueva, Coquitlam's deputy city manager, praised the YMCA team at Monday's meeting, including Worthington, Roy Funk and Marvin Rogers, which has worked on the capital project for the past 8 years in conjunction with Concert Properties Development. "This is an amazing project," Alueva said. "I'm very proud to be involved in this project." Jennifer Keefe, Coquitlam's director of Community Recreation and Culture Services, said the partnership with the Y and Concert totals a $101 million investment, of which the municipality is paying $57 million, primarily from developers' fees. It also includes a new 3,700-square featuring community police station and a park-and-ride facility for SkyTrain commuters. "The city will soon be selecting a park-and-ride operator," Keefe told council in committee. The YMCA will run the Betty Allard YMCA facility and co-own it 50-50 with Coquitlam County. Steve Kim also singled out Tracy Price, a senior manager at RBC Dominion Securities, for being the fundraising campaign lead, and he congratulated the Y for delivering a rec complex on budget and on time. "We are so used to seeing supply chain issues," he said, referring to the recent tie-ups for capital projects. To sign up for emails to get updates, and to donate to the Y, visit BettyAllardYMCA.ca.